strategy without tactics is the slowest route to victory. Tactics without strategy is the noise before defeat.
You're listening to Real Marketing Real Fast, the only podcast that brings you unfiltered, undaunted, insider information on the latest tools and technologies for online marketers. Prepare to dive deep into marketing myths, breakthrough models, and cutting-edge strategies that will have an immediate impact on the growth of your business. And now, here's your host, marketing expert Doug Morneau.
Well, welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Real Marketing Real Fast. Today, we're going to talk about a topic that I've got a lot of interest in, I've got a lot of questions about, and I know very little about. So luckily, we've got a guest with us who is an expert in this space. So Ben has over 15 years experience in the film and media industry, and he's also the founder and creative director of Innovate Media. He's a video production company and does online video strategy through his agency, and he's operating from Queensland, Australia. Ben has also founded Australia's only purpose-built video blogging studio, space, and facility, VlogPod. Ben is passionate about working with clients to help them develop an effective online video strategy within their niche, and is driven to help other business owners and marketers to understand the full potential of online video platforms in a wider business marketing strategy. I met with Ben online through a group that we're involved in called Youpreneur. And apparently we attended the same event in the UK and we didn't bump into each other. So welcome to the show today.
G'day, Doug. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's a shame we didn't bump into each other in London back in November, but glad to connect here online and on your podcast.
So you're covering a topic that there's a lot of interest in. Everybody's saying that content should be, you know, or is or moving all to video. So why don't you just share with us a little bit of your background and what you're doing and what services you're offering your clients?
Sure. Yeah. Look, I've been in video production in various roles for over 15 years, as you said there when you read out my bio. So basically, you know, filming, editing, creating content. I started the business, my own business, 8 years ago, and originally we were producing wedding films. It's a big market here in our local area, and it was a way that I could use my technical and creative ability to tell stories of wedding days. But you know, very quickly, as I started my own small family, we realized that I didn't want to be out there shooting weddings every Friday and Saturday and Sunday night, and I wanted a bit more of a life. So I transitioned into producing video content for businesses locally. At this stage, YouTube was barely a thing. It wasn't much of a thing for business and business video, but it was a platform in which businesses were able to start to consider putting video content that they created for the purpose of their communications in the online space and online on websites. So we were kind of testing the grounds in a way, because the content that I was creating for these businesses, they, you know, paid good money for it. They loved what we were doing. It communicated the message that they wanted to, and they were happy. But when they stuck it up on YouTube, chances are they would check back 6 months later and count how many views they've got. And in many cases, the results were less than impressive, maybe 30, 40 views on a video that cost them maybe $5,000. And, you know, in no one's book, that's a good return on investment. So for me, that kind of, I realized that something needed to change. As a content producer, I needed to provide more to our clients. I needed to help them understand better how to use the content and the videos that were being created, that we were creating for them, and use it in the right way on the right platforms online in order to get the right results for their business. So that kind of, I guess, you know, was the inception of my journey in upskilling myself and becoming quite knowledgeable in online video strategy. So it's the strategy that needs to inform the content that's created, rather than just making a video for the sake of making video. And that's kind of everything that I do today, is all based around video strategy, both in my agency here in Australia and also in my brand Engage Video Marketing, where I'm helping educate other people around the world around using video strategically.
Now, you mentioned when we started talking that you work on strategy, and often I see people that will go to marketing events or go online and they'll say, oh, I should do video. And they think of video as a tactic without much thought to strategy. So the comment is, hey, I got to put video up. And so the question is, well, what do you mean put video up? So what do you, when you're talking about strategy, what are you kind of recommending for people who are saying, hey, how does this work and what, where would I start?
Yeah, I think the word strategy, particularly in a business context, can be often seen as a bit of a buzzword or, you know, one of those kind of C-suite marketing words that doesn't really have any grounds in real business practice. But there's a really good quote by ancient Chinese general Sun Tzu. So he wrote a book, this, you know, ancient military general in ancient China called The Art of War. And the quote in that, which is kind of the foundation for everything that we do, is strategy without tactics is the slowest route to victory. Tactics without strategy is the noise before defeat. Now, obviously, Sun Tzu was talking about military tactics, yeah. But when you break that down, the idea of if you create a strategy, but you don't actually have any tactics or you don't implement the tools that you're strategizing with, then it's just a slow route to victory. You're not going to get anywhere. But the critical thing is that tactics without a strategy is just noise. And that really resonates for me when it comes to the online and digital space, because so many businesses are approaching video or any of their digital marketing really in a tactical way without any real consideration to strategy. In other words, they're just, you know, applying different approaches to things, like using different mediums of communication. So they're going, oh, well, everyone's talking about live video. I need to start doing live video, or I need to be, you know, creating long form video sales letters on my page, or I need to be, you know, using Instagram video or whatever it may be. They're thinking tactically, but without a clear strategy that's going to actually define what tactics they should be using. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. And I'm assuming when you're talking about that, where, you know, this would be no different than creating any other form of content where you want to have a content calendar. So you're going, okay, this is what we're going to produce and this is when we're going to produce it. I mean, that's how we post to social media and blogs and other media. So it kind of makes sense. You do the same thing with video, being it's just another form of content.
Yeah, but I'll go one step further than a content calendar. I mean, a content calendar is a publication schedule or a plan as to when you're going to do things. But if you're going one step further and saying, well, what content is on that content calendar? And is that content the right sort of content for what we want to achieve in our business? The way that I approach it is kind of looking at, rather than looking at video or any digital marketing tactic for the sake of the medium itself, so video for video's sake, what you need to be doing is thinking, what do we want to achieve in the business? You know, do we need, you know, greater awareness of our brand, more people to hear about us online? Do we need to connect better with our audiences so we're building stronger relationships with the people that are hearing about us? Or do we actually feel that what we really need to do is actually improve conversion rates on our sales page, because a lot of people are coming to that page, but we're not actually converting enough. So when you kind of identify what the goal is for your business that's going to move the needle for you, then aligning the content that you create with that goal, that's where a strategy starts to really make sense.
Do you have a specific example that you could share with us? I mean, you don't need to share your client name if that's not cool, but, you know, an example of how you use it to start engagement or build a relationship or generate leads for a business.
Yeah. So basically the way that we approach strategy for our clients and the way that I educate people on how to approach strategy when it comes to video is thinking about the customer journey. So this idea of a funnel, I guess, which your audience being marketers would understand, that idea of starting at the top of the funnel, which is wider, which is brand awareness, where you want people to be hearing about your brand and building positive emotional connections with your brand first. That's kind of the first goal for video in a marketing strategy. So when we talk about, you know, reaching people who've never heard about your audience, about your brand or business or you before, then you need to be reaching them first on an emotional level. So from a video sense, what we want to do is to use storytelling there. So we talk about creating videos that we call brand stories or client stories, because storytelling is an intrinsically emotional form of communication. And people buy with emotion and they justify that decision with logical thought, right? So if you can reach people who've never heard about you before with the right sort of emotional messaging first, so by telling them a story that resonates with your brand and resonates with the person you're trying to talk to or your audience, then that's the best way to get them to buy in well before you ask them to buy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've heard it said that you need to date before you get married. So it's kind of ridiculous to send out an offer with a hard request saying, hey, you've never heard of me before, but pull out your credit card and buy this.
And you see it all the time. Despite that, you know, people understand that in a human relationship sense that you do need to date before you ask for the proposal for marriage. But it's the same thing with any digital marketing and particularly video as well. I see people, you know, focused on video for the purpose of sales, for actually making that conversion, getting someone to buy something. But if you think about, you first need to be reaching people who are a cold audience who, you know, potentially have never heard about you before, and all they care about is what's in it for me. You know, they're just focused on their own needs, desires, and wants for life, you know. So if that's where storytelling is one of the most powerful ways to get people into your funnel in the first place. And then as you move further down the funnel, then you need to be thinking about, okay, well, now people want education or information. They want to feel informed. They want to believe that you know what you're talking about and that they like you and trust you. So just like dating, you go on additional dates and they find out more about you. And it's the same thing with video in a marketing strategy. Now we need to be thinking about not telling stories as such, but providing valuable, helpful content or information. So video blogs or how-to videos or education videos on a consistent, regular basis, particularly through social media, because that's in that kind of center of funnel, I guess, using marketing terms. That's where people want to be understanding who you are and what you stand for and what value you can provide to them to help them realize their goals. And then as you get down to the pointy end of the funnel and what we would class as the third goal for video in a marketing strategy is really all about sales and conversions. Now you need to sell to them, because if you're not selling at the end of the day, then you're not going to have a business. So it's all well and good to tell great stories and provide good, valuable education through your videos, but if you're not actually selling, then you don't have a business. So at this pointy end, now you need to be providing rational information. So this is where you can pitch, where you can provide walkthroughs of your product or specific details about what services you provide and how you can buy or how a customer can buy from you. But if you tried to reach someone who is cold, effectively, who'd never heard about you before with this sales video, then they're just going to be turned off and run the other way.
Absolutely. And you're going to spend a ton of money driving traffic to it and bouncing traffic. And you're going to wonder why you're not getting the ROI on the traffic you're sending.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the guys I really like in marketing that's kind of over close to where we live, a little bit south in the U.S., is Frank Kern. And we, you know, we got a chance to hang out with him over a weekend one day. And his strategy is that once you get people into the sales funnel, he'll send a video. And if you don't click and watch the video, he won't make the offer.
Yeah.
So he figures if he's going to send something that's educational based on you opting in, and if you don't have enough initiative to watch the video that'll explain how to solve the problem that you've signed up for, he's not going to pitch you the offer.
Yeah. So he's not wasting his time. He's qualifying through his approach. So he's being very strategic about how he's doing things. I've actually experienced Frank's sales funnel myself and noted that it's quite unique, actually, because not a lot of people do that, and it's a simple tactic.
Well, I don't know what it is. I think it's this, like you said, we understand with our head that we need to build this relationship. And then as soon as we start spending money, it's like, I got to get a sale. Someone's got to go to my landing page and pull out their credit card right away. But if we had this conversation like we're having now, we're going, no, you need to, you need to qualify people. Are they the right people? Do you have an offer that makes sense to them before you say, hey, buy my stuff?
Yeah. And, there are certain cases when this same approach, this same kind of funnel mentality can be applied to create a sale quicker. So for example, if you've got someone who they maybe have never heard of your brand before, but they're ready to buy. So they're qualified themselves in a way, then a video on, for example, a landing page or a sales page for a course In fact, the copy on the page as well, so the written copy, should follow this same approach of, you know, connect first emotionally, provide valuable information that positions you as the expert and the right person to trust in this transaction, and then make the sale. You don't go for the sale at the top of the page or in the opening line of that sales video. So it's the same thing, but you know, in this case, it's just on hyperspeed, I guess.
Well, our first big win using video was we were writing long form copy in the investment field. And so, you know, like I'm talking like 14, 15 pages worth of content. And so we would be running ads, renting third-party email lists, driving massive amounts of traffic to this landing page. And obviously we had enough conversion over the years that our clients were happy to keep doing that. So we said, why don't we test some video, when all we really did was we just had a professional voice actor read a script, and we just took the copy that we had produced, the 16-page copy, condensed it, the highlights down to a 5-minute video, and the conversion numbers were just astronomical. It was just crazy. And we still had the long form copy, but we had the video. So the people who didn't want to read 16 pages of copy could listen to a video. It was basically the highlights of the same content. The time on site went way up and conversions went way up as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a no-brainer. Anyone who's engaging with content online understands that video is one of the easiest ways to consume content. And, you know, that's backed up by the fact that all of the major players, you know, platforms, social media platforms, are, you know, getting behind video. They're making video their major play. So it kind of can't be ignored in a marketing strategy anymore. And I think, I'm sure your listeners understand that.
So where's the very first place to get started? Because you mentioned a number of things. You've mentioned, you know, doing Facebook Live, which is one style, so it's not likely heavily produced. Hopefully somebody's got a decent camera and good lighting, or using Instagram or using Snapchat. And then you move to, you know, services, I'm assuming, that are more in line with what you do, which you're actually scripting and producing and editing, so it's a little bit more polished.
Yeah, so the first place to start always is getting that strategy right first. So not only understanding, you know, what videos to make that align with where a customer is at any time in the customer journey based on what we talked about before, but understanding the strategy really always needs to start with understanding your audience. And when you've got your audience, then from there, and you understand your audience and what drives them and what motivates them and what connects with them and will lead them to buy your product, then you understand that customer journey that we talked about. So you can start to map out what type of content. Now, when I'm talking about content here, I'm talking about what information do you want to share. Don't worry yet about what format that video is going to take, whether it be a live video or an animated explainer video or something more produced or whatever. Don't worry about the format yet. Let's worry about what do you want to communicate first. Because when you can kind of map out what do you want to communicate or what do you want to share with people, then you can start to think about then, okay, well, where does my audience want to consume that type of content? So depending on what type of content it is, for example, if it's more of a how-to, so how to actually do something that you're an expert in, that you can give people a small win when you share it via video, then you realize that, okay, well, this type of how-to works really well for YouTube because it's a bit more of an in-depth kind of a piece of information. So it's going to need to be, you know, a 5-10 minute video, which is too long for Facebook or Instagram. So YouTube then becomes the right platform for that. So then you go, okay, well, based on a how-to video, it's going to be a combination of me talking to camera and then screen capture because it's a web, you know, software how-to. This is just an example. So now I've got a plan for how to put it together, and you can decide whether or not that's something you know, are capable of producing yourself, or you use some, you know, a professional or a videographer to help you put that together. But for that one piece of content that you want to communicate, now you understand what the format's going to take, what platform you're going to use. And then from there, you start to think about how can I optimize that in order to reach the right audience. So when we talk about optimization of content, it's about utilizing whatever tools you have on the platform you're using. Let's take YouTube as an example, and doing things to that video in order to get the most people to actually see that video, the most of the right people to actually see and engage with that video. It's kind of like exactly like what you do with websites and search engine optimization, but you do it on the video platform in the right way for that particular platform. So optimization after that, then you need to understand, okay, well, now that I've got this content and it's optimized and people are viewing it, and it's on the right platform, what am I going to measure in order to, you know, give me some feedback on this? You know, is it just views, or do I care more about retention rate? So, you know, how long people have actually watched this video for, or do I care more that people have actually just shared it, you know, through to their friends and family, so it's got good viral reach? Then you kind of understand, based on the content, based on the distribution channel that you're using, you can start to figure out what measure of success am I going to, you know, judge here. And all of those things vary based on individual pieces of communication that you're trying to get out there. So that's where the strategy starts to come out. If you can map this out and go, with this particular video, this particular message makes sense to be on this particular platform, and I'm going to produce it in this particular way, and these are the stats that I'm, or the metrics that I'm going to measure to figure out whether or not it was successful or not. And then you go back to the beginning again and you start again with a new piece of content. So that's kind of really where you need to start, first of all, with audience. So that was a roundabout way of maybe answering your question there, Doug.
No, I got it, but I'm just thinking that I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed. I'm thinking, wow, that's a lot of stuff to consider. I mean, as you were mentioning that, I right away went to format. So you must have been reading my mind. I was just kind of trudging down there. We just talked about building relationship, and there I was just moving ahead quickly, thinking, well, what format? How is that going to look? So being that I've taken us in that little bit of a rabbit trail, how, I don't know if the word is forgiving, but if you're using different formats, how does that affect the brand engagement for a company? So, you know, if you've said, hey, this is our audience and we want to use all of these formats, so some of them are going to be shot on a handheld, or are going to be Facebook Lives, and some are going to be produced. How do you keep those congruent, so the audience that's engaging with your various pieces of content, being that they're produced differently, doesn't lose the branding effect?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And I think where a lot of people do begin to struggle, because, you know, if we take the strategy out of the picture here, so, you know, you've worked out the strategy and you know you need to be using these different types of format. For example, longer form produced content on YouTube, you're going to be doing, you know, a weekly live video for a certain purpose, and you're also going to be creating some, you know, sales videos and maybe some more, you know, training type videos that go almost within your product as well, for example, or alongside your product. So different types of formats, potentially produced in different ways with undoubtedly different budgets behind them as well, some being free, some being something you need to spend money on. I think the critical thing is to have a consistent story. So what that means is being really consistent in the way that you pull your brand together, or the way you communicate your brand across these different formats. That comes down to, you know, typical things around branding, like having a consistent voice, using the same type of language, and even the same type of color palette, for example, when color can be brought into it. Music, so using consistent music that's part of your brand voice would be a good way to keep things consistent. But also considering your audience and the different platforms as being, or not your audience as being different, but the different platforms as being different. So the way that people will engage with you and your brand on Facebook Live, for example, is going to be much more human and relational than they will engage with a video on a sales page, for example, which is much more transactional. So the same person, the same audience person, will expect to engage differently with different bits of content on different platforms. So important to be consistent with your brand across your different pieces of video, but also, you know, understand different video has different purposes and different platforms engage with people in different ways.
Yeah, fair comment. Now, one of the, just a note, I'm sure you know, or maybe you know of Dan Norris.
Yep, down here in Australia.
In your part of the world. Yeah, I like one of the comments that he made. He said he would always rather have his share. If he gets a like on a social media platform, that's okay. But to him, he doesn't count likes. He only counts shares.
Yeah, look, again, that comes down to your strategy. If that's what makes sense based on what you're trying to achieve with that video, if the purpose of that particular video, for example, is to reach the most people, then a share is going to be more valuable than a like in anyone's book. Because that's where the viral nature of social media can really be a powerful tool. If you create content that people want to share, then that means that you're creating content that provides value to someone. You know, if it doesn't provide value to someone watching it, they're not going to share it, even if you ask them to share it. If it's an ad or a pitch for your product or service, they're not going to share it. So, you know, if it makes sense strategically to be aiming to reach the most people with a particular video, then think about how you're going to get people to share that. And the best way to do that is to think about how you're going to provide value to someone who watches this. And entertainment is value. You know, that the most viral videos out there are just highly entertaining or humorous. But that's still valued to someone watching that. Yeah,
absolutely. So how do you deal with the comment people say, well, I'm not comfortable on camera. I don't look good on camera. I'm not comfortable speaking on camera.
Yeah. I get this all the time because I'm pointing cameras at people who often don't want to be on camera. That's what I do for my business. But the reality is that it's not easy the first time. It's often not easy the second time. But if you just do it, the more you do it, the easier it gets. And I know this from my own experience because even as a video producer, I hated turning the camera on myself. But I forced myself to, and the more I did it, the easier it got. And now it doesn't really faze me at all. I mean, I take the time to glance in the mirror and make sure that, you know, my hair's not all over the place, for example. But you need to do that. You need to make sure you're bringing your best professional self to any given, you know, piece of video. But you don't need to get bogged down in it. Look, the reality is, if you're comfortable and confident sitting face to face with a prospect or someone you've met for the first time at a meeting, for, you know, a client meeting, if you're comfortable doing that, why can't you be comfortable doing it on video? It's just an internal self-doubt and fear, which you can get over just by doing it and doing it more often.
Yep, I agree. When I first started doing video, I was super uncomfortable, and our PR company we're working with made it a little bit easier by basically standing off camera and asking a question. She goes, just answer the question like you'd answer it to a prospect. And for me, that made a huge difference.
Yeah, I mean, one of the hardest things is that newsreader approach of looking straight down the camera, which is interesting with live video, particularly from a smartphone. And I think what does make it easier for people is that you're effectively talking to yourself. Although it's not the best way to do it, you should actually be, you know, looking at the camera on your smartphone when you're going live on video. But for many people, they default to looking at themselves. So it's like you're talking to a person or talking into a mirror, which is much easier than looking at a lens of a camera and trying to imagine who it is you're talking to. But ultimately, that's where you want to get to, is looking straight down the lens of the camera and talking to your audience, your ideal customer, picturing someone who you're actually talking to. But obviously, there's different approaches for different types of video. Sometimes it makes sense to be more interview and looking off camera. But if you're going to look straight down the camera, yeah, try and picture someone. Try and figure out who it is that you're talking to and picture them in your mind.
I often do that in my podcast. I pull up a picture from a website or somebody's photo so I have an idea who it is I'm talking to, because obviously we can't see each other, and that helps to be a little bit more personable.
Yeah, absolutely, because any content is all about relationships. It's about human to human, whether it is online or transactional through the internet. It's all about people to people, as Chris Ducker from Youpreneur says.
Absolutely. People buy, search engines don't buy anything.
That's right.
So what's the biggest myth about using video for your business?
Well, that's an interesting one. The biggest myth, I think, is probably that you just need to be doing video. And the reason why I say that, and let me just expand on that, because I hear it all the time, particularly from digital marketers or social media marketers. They're saying to their clients, you know, you just need to be doing some sort of video. You can't be not doing video today. And I won't go back to all of that reason why around getting the strategy right first. But the main thing is, and why this isn't the right sort of advice, is that there's so much noise out there. Even in the video space, you look at any Facebook news feed or Instagram feed, what we don't need is just another video thrown into those channels without some kind of strategic thought behind it. So although, yes, I absolutely agree you do need to be using video, I think if you haven't thought strategically to at least some extent about why you're creating that video and using it in that way, then I think you're better off not doing video.
Fair comment. So kind of to sum up what you're saying is, you know who your customer is, so who's your avatar, know where they are, have a plan of how you want to engage them. So what's the purpose, or what are you trying to achieve with this branding or generating sales? So figure out your tactic, or the, I guess, the goal of the tactic.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the tactics come from the strategy. So understanding all those things that you just talked about there, and then figuring out with any single piece of video content that you're planning on creating, even if it is something that you just want to try out and test, if you don't understand what do I want someone who watches this to do, think, or feel after seeing this piece of video? If you don't have answers to that question, then chances are you're just going to be wasting your time and creating the wrong video in the first place.
Wow. That really sums it up pretty easy. So you want to say that again? If you know what you want them to think, see, or feel?
Well, with any single piece of video content,
yep,
when you think about your ideal audience, person who watches this, or customer or prospect, you need to know, what do you want them, after they watch this video, to do, think, or feel? If you can't answer those questions clearly, then you may as well not do the video.
And I guess that's probably a good advice on any of the content you're producing. Like, why are you producing content? Are you adding to the noise factor, or are you actually providing value to people and trying to move them in a certain direction that is in line with your sales and marketing plan?
Absolutely. We don't want to be contributing to what I've heard described as the avalanche of average that is online these days.
I love that.
So we don't want to be contributing to that. So we want to be making sure that any piece of content, video or otherwise, has a purpose and it aligns with the goals for our business. It's going to move the needle. Otherwise, we're effectively just wasting time and money.
So what are you most excited about as it relates to your field and video marketing?
I'm really excited about the way that video is being embraced across platforms. But I'm also really excited about the ease in which, and this might sound a bit counterintuitive, but the ease in which businesses are now, or anyone, is able to now produce quality content, often without the need for high budgets or production companies. Now, counterintuitive because, that's my bread and butter, is producing content for people. However, I think that the easier it becomes to create content, it's a bit of a catch-22, but we're going to probably end up with more rubbish, to be honest, but we're also going to empower businesses to be using video more effectively. So there's a lot of great tools, platforms, ways that people can start experimenting with video strategically, and that excites me. And, areas like VR, 360 video, it's watched this space for me, but I'm excited about those sorts of technology coming out as well.
I think it's just absolutely amazing, like you said, looking at the VR that's coming out, to be able to sit at the comfort of your home or use your smartphone and be able to get a virtual tour of, whether it's a place you want to go, or you're going to rent a place for a wedding or for a business event, or into a store, and all the stuff we're going to be able to do that's going to be interactive. It's just, I can't even imagine what that's going to look like in the next couple of years.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing. And, video as a communication tool is going to change. So the way we consider video as being a produced, story kind of, movie in a way, is changing. Like, video is now almost a, one-to-many broadcast tool like Facebook Live, or when it comes to VR, it'll be more of a reality transfer mechanism. Like you say, you'll be able to be in one place, but through video and through VR and 360 video, feel like you're somewhere else. And that's the power of video. It's going to be pretty awesome.
Well, so next time it's really rainy here and crummy in Vancouver, I can just put on my VR equipment, and I can transfer down to Queensland and or down into Sydney and have a look at the Finger Wharf and just imagine I'm in Australia enjoying the sunshine.
Yeah, yeah, come to the Sunshine Coast. It's beautiful here. Best beaches in Australia.
Absolutely, yep. I've been there. We had a great time. We spent a couple of weeks down there touring around. It was so awesome. So where can people find you online? What's the best way for people to reach out, learn more about what you do, and connect with you?
Look, the best place is really through my website, engagevideomarketing.com, or on Instagram and Twitter at @engage_Ben. Is where you'll find me. But I'd love to point people and your listeners to, if they are interested in finding out a bit more about applying video strategically to their brand and business, probably the best place is to download my free ebook, which is the Online Video Strategy Blueprint. And they can find that at engagevideomarketing.com/ebook.
Well, excellent. One last question, and I'll let you start your day as I wind mine up, and that is, who's one guest that you think I should have on my podcast?
I was thinking about this, and I'm currently reading a book by a guy called Donald Miller called Building a Story Brand. I don't know if you've heard about Donald Miller before or Story Brand, have you?
I have not, no.
You'll have to have a look. I think he's based, Josh, I'm going to get it wrong now, but based down in Tennessee or something like that. But as a marketer, he talks about using story effectively and building a brand around strong storytelling. Very interesting read, and certainly applying a lot of what he talks about into the work that we do. So check him out.
Well, excellent. Hey, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing just a bit about your business and video and how our listeners can make sure they add this to their repertoire, but make sure they do it right by starting with strategy.
That's it. If you take nothing else away, that's what I want you to take away. Start with strategy, and good luck with your video.
Well, thanks. I think I got the message. Strategy, 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 and quit making videos for the sake of making videos.
That's it. Thanks, Doug.
Well, thanks so much, listeners, for tuning in. Make sure that you bookmark this site. Don't be afraid to share it with your friends and subscribe to us on iTunes. If you like the episode, again, make sure you leave a rating for us. And thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next episode.
That's all for this episode of Real Marketing Real Fast. Now it's time to take your marketing to the next level by visiting DougMorneau.com and downloading our advanced marketing white papers, as well as exclusive resources based on today's episode. That's DougMorneau.com. Until next time, we look forward to serving you right here on Real Marketing Real Fast.